Guys, we have a lot of trainers that listen to us, and they ask us all the time, you know, how can I become a successful trainer? What should I do? Should I work for someone else or work for myself?
Or where's a good spot to start at?
Where's a good spot?
Right. I get that a lot.
And I'll tell you something. You guys know this. If you can find a good gym to be your own trainer, to work for yourself, somewhere where you can pay a fee and then run your own business, that's ideal.
Develop your own clientele. Yeah.
That's ideal. And we wanted to give a shout out to Justin's gym because this place is sick, right? I mean,
yeah, it's great. And I obviously wouldn't promote it unless I wasn't happy. And it's one of the only gyms that, and I've actually been to quite a few gyms here in the Silicon Valley, and nowhere else have I found an owner who actually like is pretty involved and listens to trainers and their needs and like equipment and just trying to make the overall vibe and environment work best for, you know, trainers and their clients. So
now, what's cool right now too is I know that Greg has got I think he has a couple openings right now, because that's one of the hardest things about your gym is getting into there and being a trainer there, because it's all these top-notch trainers that are all working together.
Exactly.
Which creates a crazy culture amongst these guys. Every time I go in there, I'm like always wowed by, you know, a trainer, the way he's training a client or the technical stuff that they're teaching their clients. I'm like, what a great atmosphere to foster all these great trainers. And it's very rare that he has spots open. And I believe you have
There's a few spots open, and that's why I wanted to mention it over the air for you trainers here in the Silicon Valley. It's a great opportunity for you to jump on it because, yeah, like Adam said, it's been really packed and busy, and like I've had friends actually that I've been in the business with for a long time that wanted to train there, and at that time there was nothing available, so it's a good time. You guys should check it out. They're
now, how is it equipped? How's the gym? Because I've seen pictures when you guys have done your videos working out.
All kinds of cool.
It looks like it's sick. I mean, it looks like
you got a track for pulling shit and pushing sleds, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got peg boards. You got rope climbing shit. You got everything. You got a bod pod in there for body fat testing.
Yeah, they just got a bod pod in there. So
all rubber plates, right? So you could use platforms. You can do all the good.
Yeah, you can do Olympic lifts. I mean, really. It's just a great vibe. Like, so, you know, whatever you're into, I know a lot of people that listen to us, hopefully you're a smart trainer. And
and if you're not, it's a good place to get smart.
Yeah, you definitely could get smart there. I would say that this is probably like the place, you know, if you're going to go to be around other like-minded.
So if someone's interested in going there, where do they look you up? What's the address? Tell us, I mean, what is it?
It's in Campbell. It's 529 Foreman Drive. And you can check them out at norcalff.com, or you could also even call. I think Mike, his son, is also the manager there, and he'll answer it. It's 888-523-6724.
Well, don't forget to mention, it's located in a great area. The average trainer there probably is able to charge, I would say, between 20 to 30% more than most trainers in other gyms around.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you can make a lot of good money there. Yeah. NorCal Fitness is the name.
NorCal Functional Fitness.
NorCal
Functional Fitness. Check them out. And make sure you mention Mind Pump too, just to make sure they know that you're one of our people.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump with your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Bro, let me tell you what almost ruined my weekend. Randomly, here I am. I'm in Napa with the wife, right? Trying to relax. Randomly throughout the day, I would remember the picture that we took with Ben Zord.
Fuck you.
We're Justin. How did that happen?
I have no idea. Bro, I looked so big.
Yeah, bro, you look
like I blew up.
You look like you're like 280 pounds. I'm like, how did that happen?
Looks like we brought a guest on that ate Justin.
Yeah. Dude. Or like I had some like violent, like allergic reaction or something.
The best part were the texts. I got to find those texts. We're going back and forth.
We should read that.
Oh, the shit talking that
was. Oh, my God.
I seriously never get insecure.
I fired some good ones at him.
I give two fucks about any of that stuff, right? Like, I actually egg it on. It started to kind of like, oh, my God. Like, wow, how did this happen? Dude, you know, I was like questioning myself.
I love that. We have no holds bar with each other.
Dude, guys are blasting me on that one.
I'm gonna find it.
I was dying. And dude, the irony of it, we get the most beautiful man that we've ever brought in here. And you know, like every chick in America is just
drooling over the
sharing that picture
in the picture share fattest fucking picture I've ever taken, dude, in my life.
And you're like, you're being you have to stand next to super handsome,
right?
You know,
it's just not fair.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious. I don't remember what we were saying to you. I'm trying to scroll back here on my text.
Oh, you just unplugged us all right there. Oh, you poor.
Dude, that was hilarious. But you know what's even, you know what's funny now? As I'm scrolling back.
Oh, there I am.
Was it before? Before all the Adello stuff.
Bro, you know what?
Adello.
You know what? We got to talk about
that. We got to put them on blast.
So let's put Justin's fat face on hiatus for real quick and talk about that. So we get
#fatface.
#fatface.
It's real.
So we had a guest on here, huge social media following, the dude, you know, on the freaking tabloids because he's on The Bachelorette. We're all excited, like, oh fuck yeah, all these people are gonna hear our show.
Yes.
That we were gonna upload it Monday. Adam was like, no, put it up right now. So it's kind of your fault.
He's putting it on Adam, huh?
So it's kind of your fault. So we put up the episode. Dick. And then people can't download it. And so this is what happens when you're a bunch of stoners, right?
Oh my God.
People can't open it. And so immediately everybody's like, oh my God, ABC is shutting us down. Everybody thinks ABC.
They're coming after us.
Do you remember I did so much because somebody at the same time at Instagram just added me with like
YouTube. Oh my God, YouTube
some guy had a name that's like.
I'm like, I doubt that's what's happening.
Yeah,
guys.
And Adam's like, they're following me on Instagram. Yeah. He's like, fucking ABC shut us down. I'm like, no, they didn't, dude. It was the government.
Meanwhile, me and Doug are like stressed as fuck. And then Doug's not getting any sleep trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with this
company.
Dude,
people couldn't download the show. That made me so angry. I was so close.
So frustrated.
Dude, I was so close to punching babies in the face. Wow. That's how angry I was. But it didn't have... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't punch any babies in the face.
Good thing.
But I wanted to. That's the point. The point is... The feeling I had inside was enough. The
anger is
to
equates
to make me want to punch a helpless infant child in the face. That's how angry I was.
Pretty angry.
And there's still some remnants of that bullshit. Someone else couldn't download the other day, Doug.
Yeah, it's like
the worst part is Doug feels responsible. So he was freaking the fuck
poor
out.
Doug, dude. This guy's a soldier. Dealing with all this nonsense.
And me
dude,
and
it's just like any classic tech launch. So I've talked to so many of these startups around here, and they go, they build up all this hype. You know, they get all this money invested and everything, and then it goes to like launch day, and then like, boom, product fail.
Yeah,
millions of people trying to make it work,
and
it's like you're showing it off at like a conference,
and it just freezes.
It like keeps loading,
and then
doesn't ever.
All me and Adam can contribute is we'll like randomly shoot a text like, "I'm so fucking mad."
Yeah,
I'm so pissed.
It's not
me,
good.
This is not cool. That's all me and Adam.
I don't like what's happening.
Make Doug do something. God damn it!
Yeah. No, Adam calls me. He's like, "Are you talking to Doug? Have you talked to him?" I'm like, "Yeah, fucking poor guy doesn't know what's
wrong. What the hell's wrong?"
Oh,
yeah.
Dude,
that was pretty stupid.
We should stop hyping things up so much.
And then to top things off, this is how the whole week went. Then to top things off, I get betrayed.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You guys recorded an episode.
Without
Salami Stabone.
No, bro, we had to. There was too many
like
people.
A jealous
here.
Girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Too many people.
Too many people.
Out, so.
We Rochambeau'd and you lost. Somebody said that on Q&A. We should Rochambeau.
You know,
let's do it right now.
I don't even know what Rochambeau is. It's rock paper scissors.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, dude.
Rochambeau.
Different name for it.
I like Rochambeau better now, though. Now that I know that word, I'm never going to call it rock, paper, scissors.
Rochambeau.
Yeah.
Nobody actually says that, though, when they
so when you do that hand signal, the Rochambeau, doesn't it look like you're giving a hand job?
Yeah.
When you keep doing that over and over again?
Right.
Well, when you do it like that and you make those facial expressions, it absolutely
and
does.
He did that covering his thumb. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
What do you mean?
Only who taught you how to play like that?
Yeah.
That's a horrible hand job. If that's how you give a hand job,
twisted friends.
You know what I mean? Little guys.
But let's be real. You guys would be pretty good at giving hand jobs.
You guys want to hear the tales?
Oh yeah,
off
I got a good grip.
You guys want to hear the text messages that we were sending back and forth to each other from Justin's fat picture?
Did you find them?
Yeah. Well, first, you guys again.
So Sal sends the first picture. So Sal sends a picture. Sal's on a group text, and he goes,
"These are with my cousins and some friends."
He goes, "We just interviewed Ben Zorn from Bachelor."
And then
and I sent the picture, and then
one of his buddies first goes, cool. And then his second buddy goes, is Justin gaining weight? And then so what does Sal do? He sends that over to our group text.
Yeah, a little screen capture. Thank you. Yeah.
So that I'm glad
more people saw
that. Laughing my face off right here. And then Justin goes, fuck. I go laugh out loud. Sal's laughing again. And then I tell Justin, because Justin, we went and got coffee earlier, and Justin got one of those little Pete's desserts. I said, hey, bro, you shouldn't have eaten that Pete's dessert, bro.
It wasn't even a dessert. It was like a little croissant. I was trying to get my blood sugar up.
He's like, he goes, guess not shit. He goes, you watch all that fat chick love I'm going to get from this. He goes, it's going to be raining grenades.
Raining grenades. Oh,
God. I can't stop laughing. All. We're such dicks. I say, good thing we all love each other. Justin says, laugh out loud. He goes, I was trying to be social, bro. I said, it looks like you've been attending a lot of social events lately then.
Bro, it went on. Like the text. That oh, it did. We like we're horrible. Yeah. We just ripped into Justin.
See, this
kid.
Is what I'm talking about. Like, if you have like.
And then Adam got all insecure at one point, and it was just like, it's weird. This whole thing's been weird.
Oh, yeah. Know. Yeah. Let's talk about Adam's insecure. Yeah, getting all
insecure. Oh, we can talk about it.
We don't have to. That's kind of weird. It was weird. It was outside your character. It was kind of weird.
You know what? Listen,
Let's break it down. He failed to get an erection the other day, and we're like, that's normal sometimes, bro. Yeah. That's normal for some people.
You know, like no, some people go in half masked. You know, they still make it work. They just kind of got to hold the bottom and you know, push it.
This is
it works.
I was talking to my girl afterwards, and she said the same thing that Justin just said.
Bro,
right? It's a I don't know.
Go ahead, keep going.
That might have been too far.
I'm laughing just because what people don't know is you eat while we're recording, so that's why half the time when you're like,
I know his bowels, you're like, hear all this shit coming out of his throat.
Adam's mid sentence. He's like, so guys, yesterday, here's what happened. Anyway,
bro, you're not supposed to sell me out. Now everybody's gonna know every time I pause like that. Like, I'm sure he's taking a bite or burping right now.
All
right,
so what happened? You were talking to your girl.
No. I did get all butt hurt and that's not my style. I'm not one to let social media or other people like affect me like that. And I did. And my girl was like, since when do you give a fuck? You know, like, she's like, what's your ritual? What happened to you today? I'm like, no. I'm just getting. You know, I really feel like, you know, there's this personas that we all have on this radio show that I've gotten so extreme that those that are like tuning in, they don't really know us or don't go back with us. Maybe don't know our story. And I was like, and she's like, so you knew that was going to happen. You knew that from the day one. Right. But then I realized that we had just recorded that episode where I got all fucking emotional. The one that went live today.
Yeah.
The Q&A.
You opened up the box.
Yeah.
Dude.
So I was already all talking about like, you know, what I came from and this and that.
So you were already in that mood.
Yeah. So it was fresh on me. Then I get on there and I see someone else being like, say a comment like that. I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? And then that's why. It was just fresh on me and it was all deep and emotional and shit. You know?
You know what we'll do later is we'll
sing Kumbaya. You
know, we'll hug for like 20 minutes.
A group.
Just an uncomfortably long.
Group hug and tug.
Man, you know, hug.
I mean? Hug and tug.
I like to call it a mug.
Hug and tug.
A man hug.
God,
dude,
you
so
sick fucks, dude.
So you guys
turned me into this.
Yeah. So this has been kind of weird for me, right? Just to keep this episode completely random.
We should.
For 13 years, I did not work out in you know gyms like Gold's or 24 Fit. I worked out of my own gym for a long time. Now that I sold my gym, I still train there, but I don't work out there anymore because it's not mine, and I feel like I'm taking up space. So I go work out at Gold's or whatever. I'm finding myself becoming cynical, like kind of negative. Like I'll sit there in between my sets and just look at people and talk shit in my head.
Oh, you bad person.
You know, I know I don't like that, dude. I'm like sitting there and I'm looking at people.
Well,
I'm like,
is it because they're staring at you or just you're just like, what are you looking at?
No, Justin, you know why?
What?
He missed his 20 through 27 years old working in a gym like that where Justin and I used to do all that shit. We were bad people. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, like, right, right, right.
We used to talk shit about everybody.
Well, so I have nicknames for these people in my head. So there's this dude that works out. There's this dude that works out in the gym, one of the gyms that I go to, and he's got the worst muscle building genetics I've ever seen in my life. For every body part except his chest.
Well, he looks like Gumby or what?
Bro, he looks like, okay, so you know how chickens are crazy looking now because they've been freaking bred to have these massive chicken breasts and they can barely walk because it's like all chicken breasts and little
legs. All breasts, tiny
That's
legs.
What he looks like. He's got this really weird big chest and these really little arms. And all he fucking does is bench press, dumbbell chest press, and dumbbell incline chest press. That's all he does. And he does half reps.
Well, weird.
So I sit there.
Why he's focusing on that.
So in between my sets, you know, as I'm stretching or like kind of resting or whatever, I'm looking at him. And in my head, I'm talking shit like, what a fuck. What a dick. Like, I've become a dick.
Do some squats.
No, you know what? I guess
I got checked today, though. I did get checked today.
Oh, someone checked you?
Well, no, because there was a girl that was working out next to me, and she first started squatting. And I, you know, I'm automatically in my mind, I'm like, you're not going to fucking squat, right? Like, what a dick. Like, I'm not normally like this. So everybody forgive me. I'm being honest here. This is like my therapy. I got to let it out here.
Yeah.
So I'm already.
Sal's confession.
Yeah, before she squats, I'm thinking in my head, like, you're not going to fucking do this, right? Anyway, this chick was fucking shit up, dude. She was doing front squats like an Olympic lifter, squatting like crazy. She goes up to 135 pounds on each side for front squats, ass to the floor squats. She's doing like 15 reps.
What?
Yeah. Wow. So I'm like forced. I'm forced to go heavy, obviously, oh, yeah, because obviously, I'm next to her and I'm like, oh, this is. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Like, now I'm in. Now
I wonder if I know who she is. Were you at Monterey?
Yeah.
She's not playing.
Anyway, she's got some tats on her back. She's, you know, good looking girl.
Does she look like she's a CrossFit chick? Thicker?
Her legs, you could tell she fucking squats, dude.
Oh, this girl's thick all the way around.
I don't know if she, I wouldn't consider her thick all the way around.
Oh, yeah. No, this girl's definitely.
But anyway, she was working out, dude. And so her entire workout consisted of like all the most gangster leg exercises you could think about.
Yeah.
So. I got punked. You're just like, nobody knows, but I got punked in my own head.
Yeah. Quietly punked.
Yeah, I got quietly punked by some girl.
There's a chick over at Brunel that does that. The one that I'm talking about, that, you know, whenever she's squatting, I'm like, fuck, she's squatting.
Oh, I know
like,
who you're talking about. I'm like, is she the one that drags a sled?
Yeah, she does drag her.
Dude, she's got some
power. I don't live in your guy's head. What the fuck are we talking about?
So there's this girl.
What he's explaining is that, you know, and I feel the same way too. When I get over to the squat rack and this girl just so happens to be squatting next to me, I may have been thinking in my head on the way to the gym, like I was just the other day, it's like, fuck, my back kind of hurts. I've been killing it pretty hard. My legs are still kind of sore. I'm going to go through kind of an easy leg today. I'm going to just touch some things.
But you can't.
And then I can't. If she's front squatting fucking up wheels on each side of her, okay. And I'm over here doing back squats with wheels, I better step the fuck up too. And she's just like repping it out. Like no big deal. I'm over here hanging around 6 to 8 rep range. I better at least go fucking hella heavy.
Exactly. Because I was, as I'm watching her, I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking do front squats for 15 reps. Fuck that. So I'm like, I'll just go heavy for like 2.
There you go.
So I went up to like 285, and I was like, take
you know,
that.
You know what though? Here, maybe this will transition, since we never know how to start anymore. Maybe this will transition into a good little topic here, because I feel like this is something that we haven't talked about in a while. So I'm doing the same thing as you, so I'm people watching. Which, by the way, the other day I was thinking about the top three places. Think top three places that you think people watching is.
Oh, I love that we're talking about this, because I have some stories already from this weekend downtown Santa Cruz.
Well, see,
you were people watching?
Bro. So my number one spot, I think, is Walmart is number one.
Oh, that's like the zoo.
Yeah. Walmart's probably number one.
The people of Walmart. Did you see that video with the girl with the...
I've seen the books, the videos.
Wings.
Tits on her back.
Oh, tits on her back.
You know, I had to go. I had to run in there today. We were at went to Craig's baby shower this weekend, and so I had to go in and get a pacifier. And I go, and my girl's like, could you stop by when you're at your breakfast spot? Stop by Walmart. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. So I haven't been in there. I don't even remember. Maybe years. I don't know. And I'm in Walmart, and I'm like looking around. I'm like, dude, this is some crazy people.
This is
interesting. Some very unique characters.
Bro, Walmart's one of the few places that I'll go into, because I'll get fishing supplies there. When I went fishing with my son, a few months ago or whatever. It's only places you'll see a baby in a diaper, just nothing else,
and walking around.
Yeah, like barefoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or a person.
I've seen 5 years old.
Like an adult walking barefoot in there.
Yeah.
Or no shirt. No shirt, barefoot, walking through Walmart. Yeah. Like, where the fuck am I right
like
now?
Adults in like zip up jammies.
So Walmart's first place for people watching.
Yeah, that's
what's second.
Dude, let me just say so in downtown Santa Cruz, you guys heard of Furriers?
Furries?
Or furries?
Furries.
Yeah.
Get it right, bro. You're talking about my people. No,
shut up.
No, I'm joking.
Okay. But there was this guy, he's like dressed up as a fox, and then like these other like weird, like a bunny, and like, and they're all like,
was it a furry convention?
Yeah. No, they were just mobbing the streets. And like, I go down there a lot of times with just my two boys, and like, you know, get some energy walking up and down the strip. And they're like, what is that? I'm like, what is that? What are you doing? And like, they come by, and it's like,
you're forced to kind of interact with them because they stop and like stare at you and like they get into their character. And I'm just like, you creepy fucks, if you step another foot closer to me, I'm knocking one of you out, you know? And there's this other guy, right? He comes down there now, who's in this, like, that unitard, leotard thing that's, like, covers your whole body and your face and everything.
Oh, the one, okay.
I don't think that's and, not politically correct to call it that, right?
What?
Unitard.
Anyway, oh, come on, man.
I think it is a unitard.
It's politically incorrect for everything.
Oh, you
I'm
mean
talking
the,
about
the article
the
of clothing.
Suit. Yeah,
I thought you meant he had one eyebrow.
The spandexy thing that you put retarded. Over your everything. Anyway, and so he glues like kitchen utensils on his head and like on his body. And then
what?
And then he plays on this little box. He plays what are those things called? The accordion. He plays an accordion, and then he's like...
This is in Santa Cruz?
Getting...
Well,
yes!
Bro, of course it's in Santa Cruz.
Bro.
That's your fault for being in Santa Cruz.
My son's like, what is that? What is he doing? I'm like... And the guy was like, like right next to me. Yeah, what am I? I'm like, I don't know what you are. Like, what are you? Like, yeah. What is this? Like, I don't get it.
Santa Cruz, dude.
But then again, it was great, because it was like, you know, if they can handle that, you know, dude...
They're gonna be fine.
Don't you think
anything weird is not a big deal?
Don't you guys think gyms are good places to people watch?
Oh yeah,
yeah, for sure.
That's in my top three.
So is that what, second or third?
Yeah, no, that's a close. I think that's a second. That's almost a close first, because gyms can be sometimes a gym.
Fuck,
can be,
gyms are great to watch, people.
Especially if you're like a 24-hour fitness.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like completely.
You got to go to one of those. Anybody lets you know they let anybody in.
Yeah, because Golds, you know, Golds is hit and miss. You might see a character like you saw the other day or with that, you know. But you could almost guarantee if you go prime time hours between 5 and 9 p.m. at a busy 24-hour fitness, you're bound to see some characters.
Oh, yeah.
You are bound. And you know, I don't know if we're offending somebody or not. I really don't give a fuck. But you know, it is what it is. Like, I mean, I don't know if there's that's something. Is there something wrong? Is that politically incorrect for us to people watch? I like to people watch.
No, dude, it's like I said, it's like diversity. Like I prefer it. Like that's why I live there. You
yeah,
know
but
what
do
I mean?
Do you guys ever get in the moods where you just like in your head you just talking shit
yeah,
while you're watching
course.
People? Oh, I catch myself. I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh yeah,
I'm such a dick.
If you're like in a negative
if I had a bubble
mood,
like. Above my head that people could read, nobody would ever talk to me.
See, I don't,
yeah,
I don't that
guy. Yeah, but people are doing that to you too, though. It's
yeah,
like that. It's
really?
Like the hidden thing
sure.
That everybody's like,
you're the only guy that wears a white beard in the gym still, bro.
I don't want to be judged.
Oh, I guarantee
man.
You people talk shit about
oh,
me.
Of course they do. You walk in the gym like that and they go, you know what? I told you. I don't know if I told you this. I wore a white beard.
God, this guy's a great indoor soccer player.
Because I
he must be like,
well,
a
we got to describe this to the listeners. So I usually wear indoor soccer shoes. Got it, because I just fucking have a thing for them. And I wear shorts and a wife beater.
Well, don't forget.
And by the way, it's better now because I used to tuck it in.
Don't, yeah, okay.
I don't tuck it in anymore. Yeah. I'm not lying.
Don't forget to point out that you always wear black soccer shoes with white socks, too. So those have.
But my white wife beater matches my socks.
Oh, okay. There. That's where it comes from.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So. Right. So yeah. I used to wear a wife beater when I was 17 to the gym. And I thought, man, you know, I haven't rocked a wife beater since I was 17. And Sal doesn't get away with it. I'm going to try this. So I showed up to, and I figured it's best I go to the gym that he goes to and does it. Because if he can get away with it there, maybe I can get away with it. But I don't know how he does it, because when I peeled down to my wife beard, because of course I started in like a sweater or something.
No, you got to get a pump on first.
Yeah, I had to get a pump, and plus I had to work the courage up to do it. I was like, man, I don't know.
I don't know what's the problem with the wife
beard. So I peel down, right? And as soon as I peel down, like everybody's staring at me, bro. Everybody is looking
because
at
you
me.
Look fucking awesome.
No, it's
yes, it is.
I can feel the awesome look. I know what the awesome look looks like. The awesome look is when the guy. When first of all, mostly guys are staring at you because you look awesome, and it's like a mirror to a mirror reflection stare. Like it's like he's looking at you, he's watching you. He's like, damn, the dude's buff, and you can see the look on his face. And then there's a what the fuck are you wearing, dude?
This
look.
Guy. That's, what's wrong with the wife beater? I don't get it.
It's old, bro. It's like me wearing the cutoff sweater thing, you know. But you can do it.
You
pull it off,
bro. It's like perfect.
I wear a flannel when I work out, so
you
really? Might be old school.
No, you wear a flannel. It's got wood chips stuck in it while you're working out.
You just carry. He just brings his lock to the gym,
bro. One time, you want to know what's funny?
I can come in here with this, right?
Yeah. So,
wear my Michael Jordan jersey, and you know, everybody's like, "Yeah, you're Michael Jordan." That's always a fun joke.
They think you're Michael Jordan.
That's the joke.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Because you look nothing like Michael Jordan. If you took Michael Jordan and put him in a machine that made him the opposite of himself,
right.
It would look like you.
Yeah, but I have the awesome athleticism, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have hops?
Not even. Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I would like to see who could jump the highest between the three of us.
I know for sure I can.
Yeah, but you're the tallest.
Not the highest.
You got to put it in relation.
In vertical. A vertical jump, yes.
You think you could jump higher than us?
I guarantee it.
Really?
You
know,
For sure.
We'll see.
For sure.
Yeah. I would like to do this. This would be an interesting
one.
Let's do it for sure.
I always set myself up for failure, but whatever.
Do not forget with athletics too. So, you know, you may have the most powerful quads, but there's some muscle memory going there for me, for somebody who's been jumping for majority of his life.
Could you imagine how devastated Adam would be if he lost that?
I wouldn't.
Let's just think about that, Justin.
That would, because
that would be
so
like,
sad. It's kind of your thing, you know?
It is my thing.
If it faded away, because
you guys have about as good of a chance at jumping higher than I do as I do probably beating you at judo and fucking wrestling him. I mean, it's just that's my world, bro.
Right.
That's my world. I've been jumping for.
I give it.
Your
ankle is a little tender these days, though.
Oh yeah, I definitely do not think I'm in my prime at all. I'm not by all means calling anybody out.
I'm calling you two fucks out there. Bringing the excuses out for him.
I was starting to get this topic over to a topic I think where, you know, now that we've gave nobody any good information for the first 15 minutes of this
information,
this podcast.
Dude, we always give information.
I know.
Can we relax?
Here's the fitness part.
Yeah. Let's.
Yeah.
To those that don't give a
shit. Here we go.
Tune out now.
Ready?
No, I, so I'm, I see a client that used to train with me in the gym today. And I remember her. She used to come to my boot camps and, you know, she's doing lateral raises. She's probably about 100 to 150 pounds overweight. And, you know, I'm watching, I'm kind of keeping an eye, you know, her workouts. She's with a trainer friend, you know, someone who's training her. And I'm like looking at the workouts and I'm going like, what the fuck are you doing? And inside, like, the old me probably would go over and turn into something. And I'm just like, I don't care anymore. Like, I had you a long time ago. I tried to explain to you probably what's best for you. You didn't get it back then. You're still not getting it now. And now I just give up. Right. And you probably don't listen to the radio show where you could probably learn a lot of shit. So I think it's important that I don't think a lot of people realize this, and I see it a lot. It's not just her. I'm just calling her out because I know her. But when you're first getting started back in the gym and you're starting to move, you know, movements like dumbbell lateral raises and, you know, any sort of real machine exercises, like I see these people going around and they're in the gym and they're spending an hour in there going through all these movements. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you burning? Maybe 300 calories.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe you just knocked out 300 calories. Like, you literally would have been, more beneficial to not lift any weights and probably just fucking power walk on the treadmill on an incline.
Maybe. Walk up a hill.
Yeah. Walk up a hill and you're going to get just as much, you know what I'm saying? But because someone's probably told them how important lifting weights is and you should do that and this and that. So they're there kind of doing that. And I'm like, man, there's still so many people that just don't get it. You could probably stick to, you know, 3 to 4 basic movements and do that every single time you come in the gym and see huge amounts of change.
Well, you want to know where I start people? When I'll get someone, let's just say hypothetically 100, 150 pounds overweight, like you said, hasn't worked out in a while. You know, one of the most basic exercises I do, the fundamental one, is I have them sit down.
Stand up.
Yep. Yeah. We'll use a bench and I'll make sure that they're getting the proper recruitment pattern. Stick your hips back, reach your arms out forward, have it, you know, sit down and control. Don't bounce on the bench, sit and then stand back up. And then we might progress to like a 8-pound bar across the front of their shoulders or, you know, something like that. But
I do the same thing with that, but also step up. So,
or a step up on a short step.
Yeah. Well, because you can see right away, like when somebody is weak, when they are using momentum or they're leaning forward in their step.
Yeah.
And not stepping straight up. Like stepping straight up is one of the most underrated exercises, I would think.
Right.
And I remember we had a podcast about that. I wish I would have remembered it back then. But that's like something I always, you know, use with clients and even myself when I think of something like, oh, I got to do a different leg exercise. Well, you know, a weighted step up that I'm like purposefully going straight up and upright and keeping good posture with is very engaging.
I'll say this right now to the trainers that are listening. When you get new clients, focus. The goal should be to get your client to be able to do a proper, with good form, barbell squat, a proper row. And you can even do that with a cable. That's fine. Forget the barbell row because that's much more difficult. But a proper row, you know, retracted scapula, shoulders depressed, and a good controlled push-up off the knees with a nice rigid body. Focus on those movements to begin with. Squat, row, and a push-up. And perfect those. And you would be surprised how long it takes you to get the person to be able to do those properly. Well, and all the things you need to do in between,
right,
you know, to get them to do those things properly. Then when they can do a good body weight squat, then you can move up forward and, you know, to with a barbell. And, you know, when they're doing a good row, now you can move them to a barbell row and you can progress them into, you know, different exercise. But focus on those things rather than taking the client and saying, okay, you can't do... you know, you can't do a standing squat. So what we're going to do is we're going to use this leg press, and that's all we're going to do now. We're just going to do leg presses forever, you know. Instead, you progress them and get good at that standing squat first, for example. Those are the most fundamental movements, the basics, because you see all this complicated shit that trainers try to put together, you know, for a new client. They're like, okay, you know, I know it's your first workout. You've never worked out in your life. So we're just going to do chest and back today. You know, and then they'll end up doing 6 exercises for chest and for back.
And let's be honest, like typically 80%, 90% of your clientele coming in is older and is caring more about being strong and moving
and
better.
Functional.
Yeah, functional. Right. Being able to have it translate to, you know, having endurance, walking, playing with kids, you know, whatever it is, traveling. That's what they're interested in. Absolutely. And not getting injured, you know? So it's their PRs. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It takes
like,
a
that
while.
Irritates me when trainers, like, they care about the progression of on paper. Okay. Like where they were as far as weight that they were
right.
backloaded and all these things, what they were deadlifting. And dude, they're not even interested in that.
No, not only are they not interested, but the body doesn't progress that way. Nobody progresses. Very few people, I should say, progress linear. You know, every workout is better than the last. It doesn't work that way. You'll progress a little. You'll take a couple steps back. You'll move forward a little bit. You move a little bit. You plateau for a while.
I take two steps forward. She takes 3 steps back. Oh, yeah.
I always throw that beat in there. I always throw that beat in there. You got to do that, bro. That's the Guido in me.
I like it.
With my wife beater.
You know, I think a lot of trainers also struggle with... And I get this part, and this is, I guess, where would you guys go here is, you know, you're in, let's put ourselves in a gym where you work with 10, 15 other trainers around you. And this is like a big corporate or big company. And so they're providing a lot of clientele for you. Right. And so you get a lot of random people always coming your way, and you start and they get the basic packages of, you know, 5 to 10 sessions that they start off with. And, you know, everybody compares themselves to the next trainer who's getting their client, you know, faster results or whatever, you know, and getting caught up in, you know, oh, you know, Justin's clients, you know, he just picked
always getting fantastic results and just getting shredded and loving life and having more sex. That does happen in real life.
You know, and, you know, I feel like he works his clients so hard. Look, and they relate it to that. Like, you know, he's over there busting his client's ass and they're dying and they're sweating their asses off. And it turns more into an intensity challenge. And it turns into that, like who can do the most, you know, damage to their client in an hour to make them sweat and burn more calories. So they burn more fat. And I get it. Like I get the idea and the concept that a trainer is going that direction. But, you know, when you're talking about the people we're talking about right now, which, you know, you have 150 pounds on you, I'm willing to bet, regardless of your age, if you got that much weight on you, you probably don't move very properly, you know, and teaching movement patterns like
I'm sure your joints hurt a bit too, right? Yeah. And they're going through these movements.
Exactly. So, you know, there's some things that that's tough as a trainer. You have to learn how to explain this to them at the very beginning. We talked a little bit about, you know, how do you guys explain?
Yeah, set the stage.
Yeah, set the stage for nutrition on the last podcast, one of the last podcasts we did. You know, how about setting the stage for somebody who is coming in the gym for the very first time and what to expect? You know, I think today's tip for me was, you know, understanding that, you know, we lose body fat and we build muscle at a very slow rate. And if it's really fast at all, it's normally a sign of a bad thing. But we don't translate it that way. You know, there's so many other things that are far more important than dropping 5 pounds of fat. I mean, as difficult it is for some people probably listening, that's actually the easiest part, you know, and it's probably one of the last things that I want to focus on when I, you know, take on somebody who's just starting off. And
no, and this is something you learned with experience, because we were all, you know, when we first started, was like, we're just going to get them in shape as fast
motivating,
as possible.
Yeah, to just burn fat.
We got a question today in the forum, actually, kind of along these lines, where a trainer has a client, a woman in her 50s, having maybe hormone issues. She's following his workouts, following his diet, and she's not getting progressing the way that she wants. Now, I know this guy because he's on Instagram, and I see him, and he just finished doing a physique competition. And I can fucking guarantee you he's training her like a physique competitor, putting her on a, you know, here, follow my meal plan type of deal. And I told him, I said, look, number one, if she's having hormone issues, take the intensity and scale it back a few notches. Have her lift weights twice a week. Have her do maybe a 20-minute walk 2 or 3 days a week. Get her to sleep properly. Remove the sugar from her diet. She just needs to get healthy first. Get healthy and then focus on, because I can guarantee you right now what he's doing, and he did confirm it with me, is that she wasn't progressing. So what does he do? He drops the calories more and increases the intensity in the workouts. And he's going to keep doing that. That's his answer for everything. Mm-hmm. His answer is work out more, eat less. Work out more, eat less. Work out more, eat less. That's not always the answer. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you don't work with your body, you will fucking lose.
Yeah.
Your body will win every single time. I guarantee you. You might think you're winning for a second, but you'll lose. If your body doesn't want to lose fat and it doesn't want to build muscle, and it you can push it as hard as you want,
right. You
will lose this battle. So you need to learn how to work with your body. So if you're having weird issues with your routine where you're working out really hard and you're eating perfectly and you're like, oh my God, I feel like shit. I'm not progressing. Why am I not losing weight? Your body's not, you're not working with your body. Something's off.
Yeah.
Whether it's your sleep, whether you're overworking your body, whether your diet, you're just eating, too many inflammatory foods or foods that you have intolerances to, or you're not being healthy. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had clients who've come to me like this, and I've told them, okay, you're only going to work out with me twice a week. You're going to do maybe cardio once a week. And I want you to start doing some really slow meditative yoga. And you should see the looks on their faces, like, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm like, we need to get your body healthy. And right now, you're type A, you're go, 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 your job is like that. You work out all these hours every day. You push your body to the limit for too long now. We need to scale it back, get you healthy again. Mm-hmm. And it takes a second. And they trust me. Luckily, a lot of these people will trust me. And lo and behold, 4 months later, 5 months later, their body's working for them. And all of a sudden, they're getting leaner with like 1/10 of the effort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, that I would say evaluate your own progress that way. If it feels like you're constantly forcing yourself to make the smallest increment.
Because where do you go from there? I mean, Adam always brings this up. It's like you just keep on that sort of wheel of intensity. Wheel of intensity.
Yeah.
And it keeps revolving. And,
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah. Please, Pat.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, if you keep doing that, you're just going to keep spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And you really have to, take back. You got to step off the wheel for a minute there and let your body recover. And then, like Sal said, I mean, once you get healthy and you get internally healthy, it's amazing what your body does
to recover.
Like your recovery, you know, gets better. Like, so, which is a huge part of working out that people like really don't have a solid understanding of. You know, like once you really can learn that this intensity equates to now what my day right after that leading into that is totally different. I'm not going to ramp at that intensity again because my body's going to recover and then I'm going to build up to the intensity again the following day. And I'm so much more productive that way. And my body has a chance to regenerate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my cells rebuild. And, you know, I'm building muscle. So it's like, if you never give your body a chance to regenerate, you know, what are you doing? You're just breaking down, breaking down, breaking down.
Well, are we talented enough right here, the three of us, to give?
I'll just say yes. I don't even know what you're going to say.
I think we are.
But I say yes.
I think we can give
I'm
some.
I'm super talented.
Well, what I'm trying to think.
Depends on what it is, but I'm going to,
I'm imagining.
Justin, I'll take you up on your offer.
You're sexually talented.
I'm imagining I'm a client so right now, seen the or videos. I'm a person who's listening to this and wondering, am I this person? And what are some flags and some indicators that this could be you? And I'm thinking from a number standpoint, if you were tracking your foods and your activity. So, for example, I'll give an example. Maybe you guys can help me out here. If I'm a guy and I weigh 230 pounds and I'm eating less than 2,500 calories and I'm struggling with weight loss and I'm working out 5 to 7 days a week, that's a red flag.
That's a big red flag. Your
intensity is really up.
Yeah, and if that and that low of calories to not be seeing a dramatic drop. I mean, if I drop down to 2,500 calories, weight falls off of me every day. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not even 230 pounds. So, that's what I meant by numbers. If you're a female and you weigh 150 to 180 pounds and you're eating less than 1500 calories and you are not dropping weight, you know, red flag, you know, that's you're and what I mean by that is that, your body for that size. Okay. You should
be able to lose weight at that calorie.
Yeah. Because your body wants X amount of nutrients for all the lean the mass that you have on you. So even if you feel fat and you feel like a fat ass, you still got a lot of muscle on you and you still have a lot of working body, a lot of body parts that need fuel, need energy and need nutrients to sustain. And if you're as low as, you know, 12 to 1300 calories and you're working out 3 to 5 to 7 days a week and you're seeing minimal to no change in your body, there's a red flag.
Another one for women is really big fluctuations in weight when they have their cycle. Not normal fluctuations, but big massive fluctuations. Uh-huh. Where they're like, oh my God, I gained 8 pounds. I don't know what happened. It's like this mysterious thing that just happened. That could be a sign also that your hormones aren't working for you. Bad sleep, having weird cold, or you know, where your body feels cold or your body gets hot for no reason. Those are indicators. And then just a general stressed out, fatigued feeling.
Right.
You know,
this is our classic, like you mentioned, the type A, which I train constantly, like all these type A.
They'll do that. Then they'll get stuck in that zone.
There's no sleep. Like the sleep is the battle.
Yeah.
You know, the sleep and the stress levels and the interruptions in the programming and consistency. And I know we harp on consistently constantly, but you know, when you're CEOs and you're movers and shakers of the industry, like it's really a battle to get, you know, your body and your mind in a healthy place.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the worst things a type A person can do, who's go, 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 works a shitload of hours, doesn't get a lot of sleep, is always in this high stress situation. One of the worst things they could do is go and engage in some kind of super high intensity CrossFit style workout.
Right.
You know, like, what do you do for working out? Oh, 7 days a week, I do boot camps. Like, that's the wrong thing you should do.
Let's add 1,000 times more stress than you're already stressed out by.
Right. What you should do is 2 days a week of traditional resistance training and maybe some low intensity cardio and do some yoga and some meditating.
God, what a great point you're saying right now. So, I'm this type A personality. I work my ass off like crazy. I'm super stressed out. And then I go to the gym and I decide to take one of these super high intense classes or whatever, CrossFit, because we love to pick on how shitty they are. So I go and I take that. And I think because I'm working so hard that it's good for me. But what people always forget, and I feel like we've said it so many times on here, is that, you know, training is a temporary stress on the body.
Exercise is stress. And that's exactly what it is.
And the more intense it is, the more stress you're putting on the body. And, you know, the more stress you put on the body, the more you need to be prepared to be able to handle that stress. And if you're somebody who already has a shit ton of it in your day all day long and all week long, you're not that person. Mm-hmm. You're not that person at all. You're not somebody who should be handling that. In fact, you moseying through a really cruised, you know, not even breaking a sweat lifting routine for an hour is going to be far more beneficial than you.
Right.
Right.
Just getting your mind off of like the thousands of tasks that you're doing every single day that disrupt your normal healthy thought process. Like, I mean, just to take you outside of that that mentality for a while, I think has massive benefits to it in comparison.
And what do these people always have, right? These super stressed out all the time, I'm gonna go work out super intense. What do they also have? What are some signs? Crazy cravings for food. Crazy cravings.
Or alcohol to take them down.
Yeah. And so they would benefit so much from, like you said, a very moderate intensity, traditional resistance training program. And when I say traditional, I mean you do a set, you rest for 2 minutes. You do a set, you rest for 2 minutes. Some yoga, something that's mindful, slow. Because it's funny, because I'll tell these people, you need to do yoga. You know what the first fucking yoga class they sign up for is? Power yoga. I'm going to go do fucking power.
Bikram. It was 110 degrees, and I was like, the last couple minutes.
You found the least stressful thing I could give you, and you still made it fucking stressful.
Sweat, like 20 pounds.
Yeah, no, you need to do yin yoga with quiet music where you're freaking in the corner.
Where you fall asleep almost at the comedian.
And, you know, you can hear a fart break. Yeah, in the you corner fart, of the
you let
room.
It rip, man.
That's it.
Yeah, just have it.
Yeah, so you got to listen to your body. We've seen lots of, and the hardest fucking thing in the world is to convince these people to scale it back.
Oh, it is.
Because in their mind, they're like, oh my God, if I scale it back, I'm going to gain 85 pounds of body fat right away. And it's like, no, you know, we got to work with your body. It's very difficult. I'll tell people this, and it's like,
yeah, but they need people like us to reiterate that fact. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like, they don't trust just anybody. Like, they want to, like, you literally have to tell them, like, look, you have to stop. Like, you got to stop and slow down.
You know what I find that works is I'll tell these people if they hire me, I'll say, listen, I need you because you're not, this isn't going to make sense to you, but I'm going to ask you to trust me this one time. And I promise if you trust me this one time, I'll never have to ask for your trust again.
Yeah.
And usually it works. At that point, they're so frustrated that they just want to hand it over. They're so frustrated, they just want to give it to me and be like, fine, I'm doing exactly what you say. And if it fucks up, I'll blame you for it. And I'll be like, that's fine. Just do what I told you and just trust me.
Think of what we're talking about as far as balancing your health, the functionality, bringing the stress levels, the sleep. Think of that as the foundation to a building. And the higher the building goes, the more floors it is the closer you are to your ultimate physique or ultimate goal. And most people want to rush to building the sky rise and adding floors and getting further and further up without spending any time on building this strong foundation. And what's inevitable that's going to happen to this skyscraper is it's going to fucking fall apart. It's going to fall over. And if you do not spend the time building this strong foundation, it'll never last. And even if you do get 5, 6, 7 floors up, doesn't matter. Just because you get a little bit closer to your goal, you come out the gates that way, you don't spend the time with building that foundation correctly, it's only a matter of time before it collapses. Mm-hmm. And the longer you take building the foundation, the more likely you are to build that skyscraper up even higher. You know, you spend a few, like, oh, okay, I'll do my first couple weeks. I'm going to do what Justin and Sal and I'm saying, you know, work on some of this.
No, it takes
some
time, yoga, man. And then I'm over,
you know, the more you spend really, really building that foundation, the more you're setting yourself up for future success, the more you cut corners and you don't spend time on that, the less likely you are to build them floors
up. You know what? This is such a crazy topic that we're getting on because I think this is probably one of the most misunderstood things in the industry. If you're one of these people and you're confused about it and you think, I don't know, am I one of these people? Go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and make this invitation. We can't get to everybody, but go to our Instagram page and just on the last picture that's posted, ask us this question or say, hey guys, what do you think? Do you think I'm one of these people? And just tell us your routine and what you've been feeling and maybe we'll help you out, you know, be able to help you out a little bit. But you know, I don't know. I don't think there's enough information about this particular thing
right.
for people because everything in fitness is geared so much towards
workout more, workout harder, and being a martyr about it.
Right.
Well, look at what keeps coming out too. Everything's about like we talk about. Everything that comes out that's new is more intense, more crazy, more hard, and stuff like that. And in reality, it's this game isn't that, man. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint at all. The journey to health and fitness is definitely not a sprint. It is not a sprint whatsoever. It is closer to an ultra marathon than anything else. It is going to take some time to do this right, especially if you plan on keeping that, you know, keeping this physique or keeping this health and balance that you want to have forever. You know, it's not an overnight thing whatsoever.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.